Hey, you sick, twisted freaks. Happy Wednesday, kids. It's Rolly. How you doing? Welcome to the show. So, hey, as the young kids say, I don't know who needs to hear this, but just because you've got a camera and like photography, you don't ever have to go pro, no matter how many times your friends tell you to. Look, it's really simple. Your reasons are your own. I've certainly got mine. Mine are that I love photography and I don't want to put myself in a position where I hate photography. See, I think one of the reasons I like talking about all these different platforms that I'm interested in, podcasting, photography, video, blogging, writing, things like that, I don't spend all of my time in just one of those spaces. I can work and play in one for a little while. And then when I get to a natural stopping point with a project, I can move to anything else. And that way, it keeps things fresh for me and I don't end up hating something, so I can keep doing it. Now, would I love to have this effort at New Media become a full-time business? Oh, you bet your ass. I would also like to hire or contract people who are better at photography than I am. I'd also like to know how some of you managed to squeeze 27 hours worth of work into a 24-hour day. I'm just not very good at time management. If I were, I wouldn't have to take so many breaks in podcasting, would I? See, here's the thing. I think a pro needs to be mindful of deadlines, both personal and professional, and be able to perform against them. And that's not something I have an easy time of. I'm working on it, but it's a struggle for me. Now, I used to think that my photography didn't cut the mustard, but when I've had people buy photos from me, it's really hard to keep believing that. See, I think I'm good enough to get paid for what I do. I still think I have a long way to go before I can call myself a pro and be comfortable with it. Now, I don't know if you can call that a true case of imposter syndrome in the strictest sense of the word. I'm not sure, but I like to think that what it does is keep myself humble. I'm good. I'm not sure I'm good enough, and I'm really not sure that I'm great. Now, all of that said, I know what I don't want to do with my photography. I can tell you that straight up for sure. I don't want to do marriage or portrait photography where I've got to work closely with people. I do like street photography and slice of life photography as an art form, and I found myself gravitating towards taking pictures of life by the ocean as a theme. And I'd like to continue doing that and through that, find my style. Now, I suppose that at some point I'll have to take pictures of willing subjects as part of that style, but I'll cross that bridge when I get there. All in all, I would love to stay in love with photography as I remain in love with the other things that I do, because I get to do them all and I get to do them how and when I want. Yeah, I'd love to make money doing it, but until then, I'm having fun being able to practice all of my craft and working with all of my canvas. Now, if you found this useful, I'd appreciate it if you'd share this with somebody that you think could use it. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and I'd really appreciate a review of the podcast if you've got the time. Also, if you find this episode, anything I do to be of value to you personally, well, how about buying me a coffee? You can go to buymeacoffee.com/Chris Rolley, that's K-R-I-S-R-O-L-E-Y, one name if you please, and buy me a coffee. And the website HQ for all of this madness is chrisrolley.com, and you can go there to see the latest and connect with me on all of the social medias. Until next time, stay solid, people. I will see you soon. Bye-bye.